"Ignis coruscanti," I whispered, forming an orb of violet energy. It was about the size of a grapefruit, and it hovered in my palm. I felt the energy race up my arm and suffuse my body with warmth. I held it in front of me, and Peaches shifted mid-sprawl to look up at me.
"Are you going to make magic meat?"
"This is an incantation orb," I answered, keeping my focus on the sphere of magical energy in my hand. Peaches turned away, disinterested, and chuffed. I focused on the orb, trying to channel more energy into it. I saw it start to expand, but then it rapidly collapsed to the size of a grape. Shit! It floated out of my palm and onto the floor. Peaches turned again, lifted one massive paw, crushed it, and snapped it up in one gulp.
"That's not very good. Can you make the magic meat?"
I felt a surge of energy, and a rift opened behind us. I looked back as Monty stepped through. "That's a new look for you." I noticed the missing jacket and rips along the sleeves of his shirt. His pants didn't look much better, being torn in several places as well. "What's this called? Mangled Mage?"
"This used to be a Xenia bespoke." Monty pointed to his clothes with an irritated look.
"I need a cuppa."
"How'd it go?"
"Tea." He held up a hand, walked into the kitchen, and put the kettle on. Red rum was being modified, and the homeless were being forced to take it against their will.
"Shit, that sounds bad," I said, joining him in the kitchen. "Do we need to mobilize?"
"No need," he answered. "It's mostly contained. I think Strider will pursue this to its resolution."
"How was the red rum modified?"
Monty took the whistling kettle off the stove and poured the water into a cup. "Someone managed to introduce an ultraviolet resistance into the composition of the blood, altering it to allow rummers to traverse during the day."
"UV-resistant rummers?"
"Precisely." He took a sip of his Earl Grey. "It gets worse, Simon.
What could possibly be worse than rummers out during the day?"
"Hades gave Kokutan no Ken to Grey Strider."
"What? What the hell is a Grey Strider, some kind of sneaker?" I asked.
Monty gave me the "Are you truly this clueless" look.
"Grey Strider is a night warden."
"So let's ask Mr. Grey Sneaker for the sword before the Dark Council decides to shred each other."
"Strider has bonded to the sword by now, if he isn't dead."
"Why does that sound much worse than sparkly rummers?" I asked. "Is this Strider going to be a problem?"
"He's one of the last, if not the last, night wardens," Monty replied. "He's difficult, but governed by a sense of justice and a rigid moral code."
"Aren't the night wardens mages?" I asked. "How did he manage to bond without being erased?"